Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Mark Centerace, happy Thursday. Or Thursday. Thursday. We are back. Jonathan Gannon, morning show out of practice this morning. We heard Nick Sirianni. We heard Bradbury was on the program. And Jonathan Gannon was on the program. And he was pretty good. He was. We'll play a couple cuts here. So the tackling thing, Ike, where do you stand on the not tackling during training camp anymore? It's just they're not going to do it anymore and that's that? Or
yes, the NFL. I don't think anybody's tackling during training camp.
Right. I mean, do you think?
Yeah, like, I don't know.
Do you agree with the not tackling anymore?
Yeah, yeah. They haven't tackled in training camp forever. Yeah, that's, yeah.
All right, so
I don't even expect tackling in training camp.
Yeah, I think most of us don't. Here's Gannon on why they're not tackling.
With the three preseason exposures that we get, the practices versus Cleveland and Miami that we get, that the players' bodies actually, their response to that, their stress level response is of a game. So really, if you talk about two Cleveland practices, two Miami practices, then the game, they're treating that as a game. Now, you're not tackling, correct, but here's how you practice tackling in a safe way to keep us healthy. Tackling is nothing but want to, which I know all our guys want to tackle, and positioning and technique. You can work that in practice without bringing Boston Scott down to the ground. Okay. So that will keep us healthier, but they're practicing on it. We have a tackling circuit every day. So people don't see that because we're not tackling live, but they are working the aspects of space, technique, pad level, what you do when you hit a guy. They're working that in practice.
Yeah, that's totally understandable. Yeah, teams don't tackle in practice anymore. No, that's where you can get injured at.
Right.
Yeah, you don't want somebody diving at somebody's legs trying to make a tackle on them. No.
That's how you have the freak injuries, which is just
no, you know, yeah, you just don't, yeah, you don't. No, nobody tackles in practice anymore. Yeah, that's been out for a few years. But as he was saying there, you can thud up, you can get in the proper position to make a tackle, and they can watch on film to decide whether or not you were in proper position without you having to tackle Miles Sanders on the ground.
Right. Yeah. All right, Jonathan Gannon talking about the new additions on defense. What's he seeing out of them?
Jordan Davis, big, explosive, very eager to learn.
N'Kobe Dean.
Fast, all business, wants to hit.
Yeah. Too small?
No.
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 Good answer.
Powerful as all get out.
Yeah.
Have you seen him jog by?
Not yet,
He might not be the tallest guy. Check out his lowers.
All right. He's going to be on the field this year.
This guy could put four of you on his back and do about 100 squats.
Seriously. James Bradbury.
Smart, instinctive, very well-rounded game. Very well-rounded game.
Hassan Reddick.
Explosive football character through the roof. Through the roof.
Is he the kind of guy you're going to want to blitz with?
Absolutely.
You don't like to blitz?
He'll be rushing the quarterback.
He will?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yes.
And he gave a Was he talking about Bradbury on the
They love Bradbury down there.
They should. They watch Steven Nelson. They watch a lot of these other damn corners that played here the last few years.
Howie especially. I mean,
yeah, they should. Yes.
He's got a corner.
Yes. big, former Pro Bowler. Like, yeah, James Bradberry, any other year, if you didn't have Slay here, Bradberry would be your number one corner.
Easy. Yeah. Easy. All right, what is Jonathan Gannon seeing from Jalen Hurts?
What should we think of Hurts?
I love Jalen.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. He's a stud. He's a stud. You know, it's interesting. We were just talking about it as defensive staff. You know, aside from all the good players that we have, the scheme, it's tough. I mean, it's tough to defend. They do a lot of different things that are, you know, you could say a little unique to the NFL today.
Right.
Because of Jalen's skill set. He's just, you know, he's playing very, very fast. We have a really good relationship. You know, I'll ask him, hey, why'd you throw that post over our head? What'd you see from the safety? Or why didn't you go here with the ball? You know, we're off free access. Or what looks are hard for you? What are you struggling with? And what do you think, JG, this is easy? So I always talk to people, if you want to learn defense, talk to offensive players, offensive coaches, and defensive players, not defensive coaches. You want to talk to the other side, talk to the quarterback. He'll tell you.
All right, there he is, Jonathan Gannon.
I do agree with that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Good stuff. Let's give you our Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. If you're looking to get engaged, support the home team, shop Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville for engagement rings. Online, marks-jewelers.com. The defense again today with an excellent day at camp, Ike. Outshining the offense. Are you more excited about the defense or nervous about the offense? Right now, most people excited about the defense, 62%. Brandon Graham's going to join us at 4 o'clock. Stay tuned for that. Earlier, we spoke to Jalen Hurts' uncle, not his real uncle, his caller uncle, Uncle Paul. So we have Monica and Paoli wants to be Aunt Monica.
Oh, there we go.
Monica, how are you?
Hello, Johnny Marks, Ike Reese.
Monica.
And Mr. Jack Reese.
How are you?
Yeah, you don't have to acknowledge him, but yes.
First time caller. I've been listening for a long time.
Thank you for calling.
Yeah, my first time calling. And I just wanted to say that I have a lot of belief in Jalen Hurts. I mean, I understand that he does have areas that he needs to work on more. And I'm not going to totally rule him out that he will not improve upon the things that he needs to work on. And I just have a feeling that it's going to be a pretty exciting season with Jalen and the pieces that are put in place with him. I have a feeling that it's going to be an exciting season.
Mm.
Playoffs?
I'm feeling more exciting than disappointing.
Yeah. But say, if you want to be Aunt Monica, all right?
Yeah,
we got like.
All right,
so Paul is calling for an MVP. OG Wade, who thinks he's his father, just makes up stuff all the time about him. He's completely out of control. So I need more confidence out of you. Monica, I need to hear Jalen's going to do it. He can improve. He's going to win it this year.
He's going to do it.
That's what I'm talking about.
He's going to surprise everybody. All of the haters or the doubters. I'll say doubters.
Mm-hmm. Like Chuck.
Yes. Especially Chuck.
Don't turn him into public enemy number one.
Yeah.
Yes. I just get a feeling that Jalen is just going to shine and everybody's going to be either surprised or not surprised like me. And it's going to be an exciting season.
All right.
Okay. Well, you are officially Aunt Monica.
Thank you.
There
yes,
you go.
Write it down.
Got you.
All right. Jack will officially, and Monica, thank you. Jack, next time you call, we'll officially log it as Aunt Monica.
Yes.
As the one who started all this, OG Wade is on the line. Hi, OG Wade. How are you, buddy?
Hey, fellas. How we doing today?
OG Wade.
OG.
Hey, listen, man. I keep telling people, all y'all got to do is just sit back and enjoy the ride. Because what we're watching right now is nothing but greatness in its development, okay? Now, here's what I wanted to say. The defense being what they are right now, I think we all can say they are better than we were last year.
Yep.
Okay?
Yep.
That being said, we should get at least 2 more wins because of that. You know what I'm saying? So that 12 and 5, whatever, that's very doable. I'm almost at the 13th. You know what I'm saying? Might be there by tomorrow, you know, but I need to see something today. But what I wanted to, on a serious note, I want to say is that this here is, people got to understand, and I'm just going to share the game with you, is that when Jalen and them as an offense come into a practice, they already know what areas they're working on for that day. So they're not looking to go deep that every day on, you know, it's certain plays that Sirianni want to see Jalen work on. You know what I'm saying? So that day that he had all them, you know, consecutive short throws, that's intentional. They telling him, because what we complained about Jalen last year was the fact he wasn't using the running backs out of the backfield. No. You know what I'm saying?
We were?
So he weren't. No. And we did complain about that. Remember when we played the Jets and the mustache guy, he was throwing to the backs and everybody, oh, Jalen should be throwing more of that. So he actually started doing that. You know what I'm saying? Mm. So I'm just looking at the progression and I'm liking what I'm seeing. And I also know Jalen is going to be fine because – he don't have to go out there and overdo anything. And I've been saying this, you know what I'm saying? He can play within his framework. He don't have to come out of that because your defense is good enough now where we're not giving up 30 points a game, I hope, okay? And our offense, all we need is just stack these days. Just keep on stacking them, baby. You know what I'm saying?
Makes sense.
Still going to be fine. But I didn't get a chance to talk to y'all after the talk. Because I got overrided by this weak ass trade we did for the Phillies. But
oh, that was a strong trade.
Man, that interview that y'all did on the Duke boy, I got to tell you, it was the real deal.
So you
hardest wood I had ever touched.
Yeah. Let me tell you something.
Yeah,
that young boy is ready, and I'm gonna tell you something. Ain't nothing shaking him, Mike. That's all real, though. It ain't no phony stuff. He ain't no company guy. He not going to give you the answers that you want to hear. He going to give it to you real. You know what I'm saying? And everything he said had validity to it. It wasn't overwhelming. It was just they have to be patient because that's how you're going to get to consistency. Not going to get there just going out here and try to impress everybody. You can't worry about the fans. The fans is going to be the fans. They're going to be fine. Just worry about stacking a level of consistency on offense. That's all we was missing last year. And I'm good with that.
How about just throw the ball better?
And he will. Because now he's got the weapons. And how about Dallas Goedert, don't drop the balls he throw you? How about Jalen Reagor, don't drop the balls he? How about the receivers, don't run out of bounds and come back in? How about that?
How about that?
How about he throws guys open? How about he sees more of the field, right? Like,
everybody, all of us, and us too. You know what I'm saying? How about we give credit when he's doing well instead of criticism when he's not? You got these idiots out there like Chuck from wherever you want to call him.
Matt
from,
Harry.
Whatever. Just don't have no eye for talent. No, everybody wants, if he can't do this, I want him going. You idiot. That's not how this thing go.
All right.
The thing is, you build on this. You don't just get rid of a player because they're not doing what you think they should be doing. You got to build, man. This guy is young. Let him build.
All right, Wade. All right, buddy.
Sounds good.
Be good. There he is. OG Wade.
OG.
Yep. And don't worry about all that. He's got it taken care of. Okay. Okay, I am worried. I am worried, and I'm not worried that they're going to come out and win 5 games this year. I'm worried that they're going to look like on offense what they did last year. There should be some type of improvement in training camp based on just year to year. Players are older. They should be better. The offense is there. Jalen Hurts is in his second full year. I mean, I've heard so many times, he's never had the same offensive coordinator 2 years in a row. Okay, now he does. Okay, let me see a little bit of a jump here. We haven't seen that.
No.
We haven't seen that in training camp. Like, why? That's
the question as to why. And again, you know, Wade and others that certainly aren't ready to push the panic button or want to believe a certain thing, you can always use the excuse that it's training camp, it's practice, that's where your mistakes are supposed to happen. We have a month before the regular season gets here. And all those things are true.
True, I agree.
All those things are true. But all that really is saying is that we still have time. It doesn't mean that when September 11th gets here and they take the field in Detroit, everything is going to be clicking and they're going to go out there and blow the Detroit Lions out and win. See, that's why I love when everybody says, well, yeah, it worked last year and this, that, and the other, and the light practices. Yeah, that worked for the first game of the season. I heard Ross Tucker on with Angelo this morning. Yeah, it worked for the first game of the season. No, Ross, here's where I got to disagree with you. Training camp isn't all about the first game of the season. It's not. So them winning the first game of the season or getting there healthy isn't a true indication of the football team they are or what they're going to be at the end of the year. You need more information, not just 1 week. I need 3, 4, 5, 6 weeks of information to say the way that I prepared in training camp was the proper way. So if you're 2-7 after 6, 7 weeks, after 7 weeks, how do you say that that was the proper way to train in training camp? It didn't have you ready to go when the season started. And then you say, well, they played tougher quarterbacks. Adjust the NFL. You want us to judge them based off lesser opponents? That's how you want us to judge the team. They're ready to go because they can beat a weaker team. No, you want them to be ready to go.
Judge them based on the good teams.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's what we were saying last year. You're going to play San Francisco. You got to play Kansas City. You got to play Tampa Bay. You got to play Dallas early. Yes. So when you don't practice, that's what happens. You're not ready to play those teams.
Yeah. Well, also with the Falcons, the Falcons were terrible last year.
That's the other part, Johnny Marks. That's not a good measure. No. The team won 4 games on the season.
They were terrible, and there was no book on what the Eagles' offense was going to do last
year. Right.
And there was a lot of bubble screens, a lot of short passes. Mm-hmm. And then what happened? The league said, we're not going to allow you to do that, and they struggled.
Yeah.
Right? So that initial burst, they looked good last year against the Falcons. The league didn't know what they were going to do.
Totally agree. And it doesn't mean that they should be out there beating each other up every day. That's not what I'm advocating for either. All I'm saying is that it doesn't make me feel comfortable to, let's say, supplement, unless being healthy for being prepared.
Right.
Right? You can be healthy, but are you really prepared for the first month of the season? We're going to use regular season games to get prepared. I heard James Bradbury say that was going to take the first 4 games of the season to sort of get a feel for it. What? I mean, we're 0-4, then what?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
say that week 5 if you're 1-3.
Yeah, I'm like, what?
Oh, man.
So, again, if you win and you get out to a hot start, then everybody will kudos.
Do you know what?
You did it right. You did it the correct way. All I'm saying is you leave yourself open for criticism because you're not necessarily prepared. And, again, it doesn't mean you have to be tackling to the ground, bulling the ring. I like today's practice. They were in full pads, and it was 1 hour and 50 minutes. You know what that does? It gets the body used to being out there, being put through that type of stress for 2 hours as opposed to 58 minutes. A game is 3.5 hours long. So your body needs to be put through the test so that when the fourth quarter comes, you still are at your best as opposed to being worn down because you've been getting off the field out there 1 hour every day in practice. In training camp, how do you go out and play a football game for 3.5 hours?
Well, that's the 4 games Bradbury was talking about.
Yeah, so that's I like today's practice. It was hot. He moved it up 1 hour early. Thank God for that because they were out there for almost 2 hours. But you got to put your body through that, man.
Yeah.
You got to put your body through that so that when you're taking on these teams in September, because everybody's not using your practice schedule. We talk about Detroit, we laugh. But yeah, they're up there. They are doing bull in the ring and all those other type of drills.
Week 1, they might be more ready to go physically than you are.
For 4 quarters.
Yep.
Yes.
And honestly, I think I'd rather face the Lions later than early. Because early, Goff, they're going 100 miles an hour.
And they believe they have a chance to win early.
Yep.
Like, you know how it is. First week of the season, everybody thinks.
Week 15, Goff stinks. They're just trying to.
Right.
They're wondering who the quarterback is the following year.
Yep.
Scott in Dallas. Scott, what's up, brother? How are you?
What's going on, guys?
Scott?
What's up, Scott?
How you doing, Scott?
I'm glad you had on the voice of reason prior to my call, because it's always good to hear Wade's opinion.
The voice of reason. Oh, wow.
And I just got to say, Chuck is the biggest fraud in Philadelphia. He might be a bigger fraud than Peter from Mapleshade. I cannot believe this guy is calling our quarterback, who he's supposed to be a fan of, calling him a joke, saying he's a bum.
Anything Chuck says, you should always go the opposite way. He told us the Sixers were going to roll through the playoffs. Didn't happen.
Ooh, boy.
He said Carson Strong was going to take over the team. That didn't happen. He's worse than Clayton Thorson.
He might be.
He might be worse than Clayton.
You might want to go put a bet on Hurts to win the MVP with the way Chuck talks about him. Because what Chuck says is the exact opposite.
I already did that, but it wasn't because of Chuck. But, yeah.
Good odds.
Yeah, no, and also, not for nothing, Chuck was yelling at me, calling me a flip-flopper. I don't even remember what that was about.
That was the Sixers.
That was the Sixers thing.
Mark, you've been consistent. You're questioning if Hurts is the guy, but you're going to give him the chance, and you think he can be good enough to at least win games.
Yep. There you go.
There you go. Mr. Consistency. That's me, Scott. Thank you.
Yep. I really think the one thing to get excited about, I think the defense is something we can get excited about, because I'm looking at the secondary, and I really think this is the best secondary we had since the year when we still had Bobby and Taylor, and then we drafted Lito and Brown. I think we have Harris too. And then I'm really excited with what I'm hearing about Epps. He seems like he's the one guy who every day, I mean, you heard the hit today. It's like for some reason, every practice, there's something that Epps has done that gets mentioned by somebody. And I'm starting to really wonder if he could be a legit safety.
Yeah, well, he can. Oh, he definitely can be a legit safety out there. How good? I mean, I don't know. But, you know, the thing I like about Marcus Epps, he plays with a little chip on his shoulder. He got something to prove. He knows no one has given him anything. He's out there basically having to earn his spot on this roster every year. So, you know.
Yeah, is he an everyday player? Is he a starter? We'll see. But he definitely needs to contribute on this team.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
yeah, he's a good player.
I think he can be a starter. I just don't know. I mean, you can be a starter and be out there, or you can be a difference maker and be out there.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, Malcolm's was a difference maker. I didn't think Rodney McLeod was a difference maker until last year. You know, a lot of Rodney McLeod was just Rodney McLeod being out there around everybody else.
Right.
That's just, you know, no disrespect to Rodney. I just didn't see him as a playmaking safety.
You didn't see the impact.
Yeah, especially not on a week-to-week basis where you can count on it.
I loved how Angelo said to Jonathan Gannon, he said, well, you don't like to blitz. So will you blitz Reddick?
Yeah.
Well, it's not necessarily a blitz with Reddick. They'll just be running out of a, you know.
Yeah, Jonathan Gannon didn't really know how to answer that.
Right, he just moved on.
Yes, he was like, yeah, he'll rush. We'll blitz him. just kept it going.
Brandy Graham's going to join us at 4 o'clock. Let's go to Yoshi.
E.G.
Yoshi at Brewerytown. Yoshi!
Did you say uh-oh?
I stopped doing that now. See, I'm not going to do it anymore.
Yoshi, were you down the beach? Were you down the shore?
No, man, my daughter was there. She documents everything.
All right, so your daughter had the videos. Okay.
Yeah, so she sent it to me, and then I did the little voiceover on the reel, you know.
What's going on? What I'm missing?
Oh, he's got his granddaughter crawling in the waves.
Oh, okay.
Like a year old crawling in the waves. I thought, Yoshi, you were down there bodyboarding with her.
I said, now Mark's going to think I knew you was going to think I knew you was. No, I did the voiceover Wednesday. That's it. Because soon as you commented, I was like, he think I'm down there. But no, man, the thing is, first, the offense and the defense, I'm happy. I'm more comfortable with what the defense is doing because the offense was better than the defense last year. I'm really not too worried about this offense because he got a tad bit better catering to the quarterback. I just want Jalen to be consistent. That's all we need from him because we have seen the things that he could do to bring you back in the game, to win a game, to hold a lead in a game. And I'm comfortable with Jalen because one thing you can say about this kid is, tell me the last time a team had Jalen Hurts as a quarterback, and they was a loser. You can't tell me. You cannot tell me from high school, college, to his first full season in the NFL, Jalen has helped that team become a winner or stay a winner. So I'm confident in that, what's name. And one thing that I'm really, like, that's upset me today, yo, man, I don't care how much you hate this kid or dislike him. Stop wishing that he do so bad that the team lose. Like, that's what I can't stand. People want him to suck so bad that it's going to cost the team. I'm hearing riding into work this morning, hope he throw 5 interceptions, hope we lose 42-0. If you dislike him that bad, hope that he have a bad game, but we still get the win. Like, don't stop wishing bad on my team.
Honestly, Yoshi, I don't know why anybody would. I mean, you can believe what you want to believe about Jalen Hurts, whether or not he's going to be the guy or not, but it doesn't mean that I'm rooting against him being the guy. Damn, I hope he turns out and he has a good year this year. He throws the ball.
You, Martin.
I know, but it doesn't make sense to me if you're an Eagle fan that you would feel that way.
Yeah, man, diehard Eagles fan. If you're an Eagles fan, you don't want the team to lose. Like, I can't stand James Harden came to this team last year. There's a lot of people that was on my team I couldn't stand. I couldn't stand Bobby Horn on my team back in the day. But I wasn't wishing for my team to lose. Like, come on, man. Like, I hate that. Don't do that. You're not a Birds fan, Weston, if that's what you want. Hope the kid do bad. If you dislike him, he get benched. But we somehow some way win. Like, don't hope that he do so bad that my team was. Because I don't like sitting in my living room on a Sunday, Thursday, Monday night, and my wife don't like it either because I'm a mean person. I keep a punching bag right next to the TV so I can
ooh,
get
boy.
Up.
Ooh, boy.
Seriously?
Oh, yeah, he's serious. Yeah.
I'll take a picture of it, John, and send it to you in your DMs or send it to Jack.
You have a heavy bag that you go and you smash when the Eagles struggle?
Sir, that's how I did. Because I have broken TV before.
Oh, wow.
I have broken glass table. I get that upset watching that game. I'm a calm brother. I ain't all about nothing. What's that? I handle myself if it came to me. But when I watch football, I don't know, man. Boy, Satan getting up in me.
Satan?
Man, that's how bad it is, right? That's how bad it is. I have fought back in the day younger arguing over football. Like, I calmed down a whole lot.
Okay.
But I want my team to do good. Stop hating on my team, man. Hey, I love you, Kat. Oh, and one more thing. It was yesterday. But happy birthday again, Shakira. That's my oldest daughter. She turned 30. She's fine, too. All right. Y'all stay away from me.
Ooh, boy.
All right, Yosh. Get out of here.
Yosh.
Sounds like his wife's idea. Like, hey, listen, let's get instead of breaking stuff, let's put a heavy bag next to the TV.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she realized that, yeah, this dude is nuts.
Yeah, it's not going to stop, so let's give him another outlet. He's not going to destroy things.
Yep.
All right, coming up, Brandon Graham. How excited is he heading into year 13? How's the health? And all of that with Brandon Graham. You know what's coming. 215-592-9494. Marks and Reese. Hey, listen, summer heat, it's here. 100 degrees today. Crank up the AC, but if all the cool air is going out of those inefficient windows and doors, well, your energy bills are going to be through the roof. That's why I suggest you finally go Gaida and replace your old, drafty, inefficient windows and doors with my good friends at Gaida Door and Window. Right now, Gaida offering their best discounts of the year, and these are the best discounts you're going to get all year. 40% off each window you buy. That's right, 40% off all high-performance, energy-efficient, triple-pane windows, and 40% off any door. That includes insulated entry doors, patio doors, garage doors, and storm doors. Plus, get your project started today. No money down. Pay it off interest-free for up to 12 full months. All prior sales are excluded. Minimum purchases required. Don't let these big discounts pass you by. Go Gaida today to take advantage of these limited-time savings by calling to schedule a free in-home estimate. 877-GO-GAIDA. 877-GO-GAIDA or visit them at GoGAIDA.com. That's Go. GUIDA.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, oh.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.